podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Exploring the Hurdles of Preparation, where we'll talk about the different running events in track and the conditioning it takes to train for them. So let's get started. Welcome back, and today I'm here with Javi Machado, and he is my guest for today's episode.
He is also my teammate, and we run Division II track together.
Right, so for the first question, what are your favorite track events to run, and why?
My first favorite track event to run would have to be the 800. I just like the pain it brings in a weird way, and it's really challenging not only to the body but to the mind. You have to be mentally strong to run that race, as you do every event in track, but the 800 specifically, it's just two gruesome laps, and really going out there and, you know, practically sprinting the first lap just to maintain it the second lap is not an easy task, and not very many can do it. Even some of the fastest sprinters in the world, you know, can't hold it for another lap, and, you know, the fastest, I don't know, marathoners or whatever, you know, they'd have trouble just getting out really fast. So it's just a really tough task, and I like the feeling and joy of at the end of the race when, you know, you just accomplished it, whether you set a PR or almost hit it. If I had to choose another one, though, it'd probably be the 1500 or the mile. I like it because it's just, you know, it's a very tactical race, even though it's one of the shorter, faster ones, and it's just a lot to process. You know, you kind of have to pace it more, whereas the 800, it's just an all out and go. The mile or 15, you have some room to work with, some time to work with. So, you know, you could either go out really fast and hope you can maintain it, or you can kind of pace yourself and just really know that the race is not over wherever you start off, because you're gonna find your way, you're gonna work your way back up. The 800, I will say that's one of the worst things about it, is that you don't really have time to make up whatever you've lost in the first lap. But in the 1500, you have that time. So it brings the same amount of pain, the same amount of will, but just without the free time, you have more time to pick it up. So, yeah.
Okay, now for the second question, what do you think is the hardest thing about running track?
The hardest thing about running track, I'd say, is the mental aspect. Anybody can be real athletic, real fast, real strong, but if they're not mentally strong in track, they're not going to go anywhere. You put your body through a lot of things throughout the season, so you have to be mentally prepared in every aspect.
So now for the third question, I'm going to be asking, why did you choose to run track?
I chose to run track because, well, I was originally a basketball player. I played many sports like football and baseball, but basketball, that was like my one love, my one true love. And I played it throughout all my childhood. But when I got to high school, I realized that what separates like the good players from like the decent players is those who are able to stay in the game the whole time, those who are able to press and whatnot. So I did cross country in order to stay in shape for basketball. And it helped me out a lot, but my freshman year for cross, I was like the sixth fastest freshman in like this, or in like the section for Arizona. And I think I was like top, I don't know, like 25 in the state. And I really liked it. So after basketball season, I went out for track, and then that was cut short due to COVID. So I didn't really get a track season, but I don't know. I really enjoyed being fast, and it just carried me through.
Yeah, that's kind of like the same story as me. Like, I started off playing basketball, then I switched to track. But yeah, that's pretty cool. Now, for my fourth question, what's your favorite thing about track? Like, not your favorite event, but like, what's your favorite thing?
My favorite thing about track, it definitely has to be the environment, the people. You go to a meet and you meet tons of new people. You see tons of old teammates, old faces. In high school at least you tend to race against majority of the same people, so you get to create new friendships and, you know, really watch other people develop as well as they get to watch you. So kind of just building that community, and the people are also just amazing. They're friendly, you know, when you're on the track, you're competitive, but after, it's like you guys get along, like you didn't even race against each other. So I really enjoy the friendships and the bonds that get built throughout the season.
Now getting into training, what's the hardest workout you've ever run?
It really depends. Like, there's different trainings. So, like, I also run cross country here at Dominican. So, in cross country, we run more aerobic workouts. So, we really want to work on, like, our VO2 max. So, like, more threshold work, more long runs, more endurance-type workouts. Whereas in track, I'm a middle-distance runner. So, it's more fast twitch work, more sprints, more shorter but faster intervals. So in cross country, since it's longer and slower intervals in a sense, I'd definitely say one of the hardest workouts I've had to do was either any type of threshold work, so like three minutes on, 2 minutes off.
Sorry, can you kind of explain what threshold means?
Oh yeah, so threshold means like you're running 85% of your fastest, like you're basically running 85% of your race pace, but you're holding it for a really long time, so that way you can build up like that endurance. So if my race pace, if I run my 5K at 5:40 pace, I want to be running my thresholds for at about like 6 minutes to 5:50 pace, so that way I'm right about my race pace, but I'm not there quite yet. But back to it though, was basically, so in cross, it either has to be any threshold work, so like 3 minutes on, 2 minutes off, 2 minutes on, 1 minute off, 1 minute on, 30 seconds off, and repeat that like 6 times. Or if we're on the track in cross country, it's probably got to be like 1,000 meter repeats. Those tend to take a lot out of me because we're really pushing the pace on those, especially when you're working as a team. You really want to start, you know, challenging each other. So it kind of takes a toll after a while because you do probably like 8 to 10 of them. However, in track, I definitely have to say maybe like 400 meter repeats with like 30 seconds to a minute jog recovery. Because as an 800 runner and a miler, we're really pushing the pace. So like, you're running each lap probably 70s to 66 seconds a lap with 1 minute rest, and you probably have to do that like 12 times. So that one really sucks. But in high school, I'd have to say 800s the hard way. We're terrible. 200 meter repeats, but you only got 20 seconds rest between each 200, and each 200 was at race pace. And you do that like twice, but you get like it just really sucks in the moment. It's hard to explain.
So all this work obviously prepares you like for the meet, and it sounds like you're physically prepared doing all these workouts. I don't know about you, but for me, like when a meet comes, I'm like mentally psyching myself out. Like I just think I'm really bad. I always tell myself that. But like, how do you mentally prepare for a meet?
Well, the week out from the meet, I really try to focus on goals that I have set for myself. So for every race, for every meet, I tend to put out at least 3 goals I have for myself. And I just really try to lock in and focus on those goals and not try to worry about anything else or anyone else's, their opinions in a way. So like, I don't care what they think I should run or how they think I should race it. Like, I tend to just go out and do me. So I really try to focus that on workouts. So if I know this race, I really want to get out hard because I can hold it, and I feel like that's what's going to make me race better than the workouts I have set for that week. I really were focused on getting out hard and just trying to maintain it. If I'm really trying to work on slowing my pace down, maybe it's for the mile, and you know, last meet I died out, so now I really need to work on pacing, then I'll slow my reps down, really try to focus on just not so much running slower, but hitting each target time as best as I can, because it'll show that I'm getting better at the pacing. Maybe a day out, I really just think about the race, try to envision it the night before, eat a good meal. That normally helps me feel comfortable, feel ready. But also try not to think about it as much. I try to hang out with friends the night before, or teammates and just get my mind off things, because thinking about the race sometimes can really take a mental drain on you, and that's not what you want right before a race, especially a big one. So I just try to, you know, ease into it, think about the race without really thinking about it, and just have fun, let my body loose, because I know it's going to go through a really rough time the next day.
Okay, so what's your least favorite event?
My least favorite event, I'm not going to run it in college, but it definitely has to be the 2 mile. The 2 mile is just so long, and like 8 laps around the track, you have to be crazy in the mind to want to do that, like especially at every meet. The only benefit it has is you get to run it at night, but even then, like, I'll take my chances not running it, because it's just so mentally draining. Like, after each lap, like, you know you have way more to go, and it's not even fast enough to be, like, over like that, like the 800 or maybe even the mile, but it's just mentally draining and sucks.
So I know how you physically prepare for a meet, mentally prepare for a meet. Now, what is your diet like?
My diet, let's see. So I'm not very healthy. I'll keep it a buck. But I'm not healthy. Like, I don't eat candy. I don't really eat chips. I started cutting soda out ever since I came to college, but I don't eat, like, super healthy. Like, I don't watch what I eat. I don't try to carb load this or get this X amount of protein. Like, I don't really care. I just eat a lot, and whether it's pizza or whether it's, you know, mashed potatoes and steak or tacos, like, it doesn't matter. I just eat a lot, especially because I'm a runner. I lose so much of those calories anyway that it doesn't really affect me, especially when you have 2-a-days and core and stuff. So, yeah, I don't really watch it too much.
All right, so going on to, like, field events now, would you try any, or, like, have you done any?
I've never done any field events, but if I were to ever do one, which I don't think I would, but in some off chance that I had to, or I just wanted to try for the fun of it, I would throw the javelin. I used to be a pitcher when I was younger in Little League, so, you know, my arm, I know how to throw, like, properly, like, really good, so I think throwing the javelin would be pretty fun, and it's like a spear, so I feel like an Avenger or something, like a superhero.
All right, for the last question, what do your rest days look like?
So I really only get 1 day a week off, sometimes no days off, but when I do get my rest days, they're typically on Sunday to prepare myself for the next week coming up, get a little reset, and they don't consist of much. I mean, rest is in the name. I typically just wake up, get breakfast, chill in the room, and that's about it. Just lay on my bed, watch shows, hang out with friends, anything that keeps me off my feet. But yeah, I mean, just chill out, hang out, talk, catch up, and not worry about having to fit a run in or waste up too much time. So that's about it.
Guys, that is it for this week's episode. I hope you guys enjoyed it, and thank you to my guest Javi for coming on. Let me ask him these questions. I hope you guys got kind of like a different perspective of track, coming from like a guy and more of a distance runner, because I'm more of like a sprinter, I guess. And so you guys got to see like the similarities and differences. Is all. Thanks for listening. Oh,